Welcome to episode 323 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton. As always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good morning, all.
What up?
You're not feeling too good today. You're a little sick.
Had a sinus infection all week. Hasn't cleared up.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
An excitement.
There's going to be some throat clears this episode.
Those are my coughs, favorite, though.
Maybe I like coughs, too. Maybe a sneeze.
Ooh. You don't know what you're doing to me right now.
Yep. All those things potentially possible. I could lose my voice as if I'm going through puberty.
That would be odd.
Mm-hmm. It's a grab bag right now.
It's all up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Producer Gerald on the wheels of steel behind the glass making it happen.
Go, Producer Gerald.
Oh, look. He's got a Sasquatch dabbing.
Oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
It's a good image.
Nice.
So sinus infection has been what I've been playing this week. Playing the sinus infection hard.
Yeah.
Every night, bed by like 9:30, waking up at like 4, feeling like hot death.
Do you go back now? Do you go back to bed at 4?
No, I just get up disappointed.
And you just stay up?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I'm done sleeping. I can't sleep that long and my head hurts and I'm snotty.
Oh, usually that's when you can sleep more.
No, not me. I'm not a sleeper. I don't do that.
Are you popping NyQuil?
Not really. I mean, I'm on an antibiotic. Mm. Let me, real quick, before we get going, we have the virtual doctor thing that you can do, the app.
Yeah.
Through Live Health Online.
Okay.
That's an odd experience.
Really? Why don't you walk us through it?
Okay. So, my employer, I go to their site and they say, hey, you could go to a doctor without any wait time or copays. And I'm like, I'm listening. Because the last thing I want to do is go be around other sick people who might get me more sick.
And have to spend money to do that. Yeah, I get it.
Right. So I click on it. It says, hey, just download the app. And I'm like, easy enough. I download the app. It says, ask me for some information, my member policy. I put that in. It says, hey, you're good. Let's see if you have to pay anything. Nope, you're good. What are you here for? So far, the process has taken like a minute.
Nice.
So I say, I've got all the symptoms I just told you a second ago, sneezing, coughing, runny nose. Then a not runny nose with congestion. My head feels like it's going to explode. Then back to a runny nose. And they're like, do you have a preference on who you see? And I'm like, I mean,
doctor,
I don't know what it would be if I had one, right?
Doctor, preferably? Maybe so a nurse practitioner?
I'm like, no, first available is fine. So it says, we're going to connect you with Dr. Davis of adult medicine, Dr. Davis.
Give her
a minute to review your file.
I don't know. Dr. Davis doesn't sound like a real doctor.
So I'm like, okay, whatever, sounds good. The little wheel says, hold on, she's reviewing your file for like 3 minutes. So we're up to like 4 minutes now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, connecting with Dr. Davis. And she's like, hello, how are you? I'm like, well, I'm doing well.
This is not talking, right?
No, this is talking. Like, I see her, she could see me.
Oh. Like a little FaceTime app, like a little Skype.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So... Dr. Davis asked me what's going on. I tell her. She says, you know, any flu symptoms, body aches, chills? I said, no, nothing like that. She said, sweats. I was like, no, just all that's fine. Just not feeling well. She said, have you ever had a sinus infection? I said, yeah, many a times. She said, I feel like this is just a sinus infection. Caught it pretty early. Is this the... Which pharmacy would you like to use? I told her. She said, do you have any allergies to medicine? I said, no. And she said, your prescription will be ready in 15 minutes. Do you have questions for me?
Huh.
And that was it.
So less than 10 minutes?
Yes. Start to finish.
Nice.
Less than 30 minutes, have my prescription.
Nice. So you're giving it a recommendation?
For things like that. Is it possible I was misdiagnosed 100%? Is it possible she gave me a strong enough antibiotic to kick whatever I have? Absolutely. It's a weird thing. But it was very convenient. Also, Miss Davis might have been in her home. I don't know.
Dr.
She had a lab
Davis.
Coat on, but there was the closet behind her. I don't know. Maybe it was an office.
Dr. Davis.
I don't even know if she's a doctor, but she wrote me a script.
Well, I think you have to be a doctor to write a script. Not just anybody can do that.
I know some people that know somebody.
Oh, do you? Why don't you just have them get it for you then?
Because I'm on the up and up.
Oh, you're a straight shooter.
Yeah, yeah. So I went down there and got a proper diagnosis in my office. I did it at my office at work.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. I was professional
looking.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
It's like doctors, like the Uber of doctors, kind of.
Yeah, so I'm trying to see if I can make her my primary, you know?
Oh, because you're a fan now?
Just all my needs to Dr. Davis.
Because you feel like she handled you fairly well?
Something like that would... What?
Did she seem like she knew what she was talking about?
Yeah, she asked me all the questions a normal doctor asks.
Okay. Which, that's not, if you've ever been to a doctor, you could do that, but...
The weird part is, like, you know, there's... So, I say the weird part. I have an Apple Watch that sends all the... Like, it asked me if it was okay to send all my data. So, heart rate, blood, like, whatever it tests. My EKG mm-hmm. results that it does, my temperature. Like, it asked if it was okay to send all that to her. So, she had that. In the event that you don't, I don't know what that's like, though.
Right. Gotcha.
Because then I feel like it's even more a shot in the dark. She could make a guess. And she actually asked me at one point to move closer to the computer so she could see my eyes.
Ah.
Because I told her that I was crying as if I was extremely upset about something on the regular because of whatever was happening with me. Especially if I stepped outside in bright light, it just streaming down my face like I just watched The Notebook.
It was just causing you to tear up.
Oh, not even tear up. That doesn't even do justice to what I was doing.
The Notebook. You had to bring up The Notebook?
Yeah.
It's one of my least favorite movies.
Nicholas Sparks' Notebook.
I'm not a fan of Nicholas Sparks' romance.
Nicholas Sparks' The Notebook.
I saw this, well, there was this one Nicholas Sparks movie I watched, and it was there was like a plot twist at the end, and it was the worst plot twist ever. It was worse than The Village.
I saw The Village in theater.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was just a room full of people that were all like, what?
What?
All at once.
Yeah,
what?
I bet. That's what it was like when I watched it, like, in my room on TV. I was like, what? But the plot twist was that she meets up with this dude and they fall in love and blah, blah, blah. And her son needs a heart. And
oh, no.
This dude ends up getting hit by a train or something.
Of course.
And it turns out that through the magic of Nicholas Sparks, his heart went in her child.
Her lover's heart went into her child.
Yes. Yes. So now, you know, she'd had them both to, you know, they'll both be with me forever, whatever. It's so stupid.
Look. Nick Sparks.
Chicks dig that stuff, but...
I know some guys that love The Notebook. Nick Sparks found his lane, and he has stayed in it, and I can appreciate that.
He has. I mean, I will give him credit for that, for staying the course.
Is it The Guardian?
It's The Guardian? No, I've never even seen... No, it's not. This was a Nicholas Sparks movie. The only person I remember in it was, I want to say Michelle Monaghan was in it. We'll find it in a minute here.
A Walk to Remember. We can't
the best
move on
of me,
without...
That's it. The Best of Me. That was it.
Oh, The Heart is the Best of Him.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see what they did there.
Right. I'm pretty sure that was it. About positive.
That movie looks like garbage, just based off the cover alone.
Uh-huh.
All his covers look like that. Their hands and arms almost make a heart. Up top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, that's cute.
But, yeah, and they were like, he was wrong side of the tracks when they grew up, and they fell in love, and then he left. And then he came back, and they decided to get, their love was still there, and then he got hit by a train and gave his heart to her kid. And, yeah.
Just is it whatever. A coincidence that you said wrong side of the tracks and then got hit by a train? or was that natural?
I'm not forced? Positive. I can tell you this. I didn't think about it, but... It could have been a subconscious pun.
He ended up on the actual wrong side of the tracks, which is
the
tracks.
If you get hit by a train, you end up on both sides, don't you?
I don't know. Never been hit by a train. Can't confirm. Look at every one of his movies are two people.
Oh yeah,
embracing and just a name.
Yep. Dear John. That was the Channing Tatum one.
Ooh, I like Channing Tatum. I didn't say his name right because of the flu that I have. Because
you're sick.
Right.
We got it.
Channing and Tatum. I just said some words the first time.
Did you say you like Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Channing Tatum movie?
Step Up.
I gotta agree 100%.
Yeah, Step Up is his best movie.
I agree 100%.
Do you think I was going to go G.I. Joe?
No, I thought you might 21 Jump Street it.
That's not bad, too. Look how shredded that dude is. Good for him.
He is a big dude. He's
good for him. I don't know about that Eminem look in the top corner there. Did you see that?
I did not.
He had bleach blonde hair. Hope it's for a role. Look at that guy.
Yeah. I mean, they're all kind of ripped. All them dudes are
What about
ripped.
Magic Mike? A lot of people like that one.
A lot of people do like that one. It's not one of my favorites. It's got a very conventional story behind it. The only thing that made it people want to see it was because Channing Tatum is a stripper. Oh,
now who's struggling with a name that doesn't have a sinus infection?
I'm sick.
Step Up is a legitimately good movie that still holds up.
I agree, 100%. I like all those Step Up movies.
Not about all of them, but that first one's really good.
And I like I think the first one's really good, and I really like the second one.
What about Save the Last Dance?
That's a good one, too. That's the one that kind of started it all.
Yeah, that movie was really, really good.
Really? Yeah, it is. I like Julia Stiles. I was a fan of her. She's, you know, she was doing Save the Last Dance hot off of 10 Things I Hate About You.
Then she decided to go full on crazy.
She's kind of bounced back from that.
She went nuts for a little while.
She's good in the Bourne movies. It's Nikki.
10 Things I Hate About You. I'm a big fan of that one as well.
Oh, yeah. That one holds up, too.
That's a fun movie.
It is a lot of fun. It's...
Channing Tatum's been in more movies than I realized.
Wasn't she in... He was in a movie with that crazy Amanda Bynes before she went crazy. She's Ooh. The man, I think.
Amanda Bynes. Yeah, it's right there.
Before she went super psycho.
Amanda Bynes went psycho. She's normal psycho, normal psycho, normal psycho.
She's all over the place. Man, she can't figure it out. Her and Lindsay Lohan should hang out more.
Lindsay Lohan's fine. She's got it together.
Hold on, what?
She's fine. It's all fine.
Okay.
Good for him. This is the Tatum cast.
Says the guy who listens to TMZ, watches TMZ all the time, trying to tell me Lindsay Lohan's fine.
She's fine. She gets almost no airtime on there.
Well, that's because she's already fucking had her fucking life's worth.
Yeah. Yeah. She went through a phase, but she's fine now.
Channing Tatum. Look, there he is. He was in a basketball movie, too. Coach Carter, maybe?
Ooh, great movie. Now, you've been watching, speaking of basketball, I know you hate it.
I do.
How do you feel about March Madness time when everyone's talking about it?
It doesn't bother me. I don't pay attention to it. I just nod a lot.
Okay.
I pay enough attention, you know, like I'm a Syracuse fan, but I know Syracuse. Let's see, the last time they went somewhere was like 15 years ago.
So you're still riding that high?
Sure. We can go with that.
Is that boo that you hate basketball, Producer Gerald, or is that boo that Dan hates basketball?
Boo.
Hey, the first sneeze might be working its way up, everybody.
All right, I'm ready for it. I'm excited, actually. Make it happen. Come on.
It doesn't really work like that.
Sucks.
He just wrote sucks.
He must think... Basketball sucks.
He might.
Hey, look at that one. That's mine for you, Producer Gerald. That one with the Morpheus there. What if I told you your memes suck?
I like that Maury. Can we get that Maury Povich one? Can we get that one pulled up? Man, look at the denim cowboy, Chuck. Chuck, mm-hmm. Forgot Chuck's last name.
Norris,
yeah. It's really a tough morning for me, just so everybody knows.
Are you concentrating on your sneeze?
It sucks. The results are in, and this sucks ass. That's what the Maury one says. That's pretty good.
What's it say?
The results are in, and this sucks ass.
Yeah, that seems
pretty.
Right.
That's pretty good. So let's talk about what I played.
Okay.
I played Rocket League. I think one night. I think I might have played a minute of everybody's golf. I played a ton of Merge Dragons on my phone because I haven't felt well. And then I've just been playing Antibiotics. That's it.
Antibiotics.
Yep, that's it. Those are my... That's been my game of the week.
That's a new...
it's a VR game.
Yeah, Match 3 tile.
Yeah, it's a Match 3 VR tile game.
With RPG elements.
It's very story-driven, story-focused. You know, I like a Match 3 with a story.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I've been taking the antibiotics and not sleeping but not doing anything. I've been watching Bosch on Amazon Prime.
That's good. I like that show. Do you like it too?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Do we have a show we agree on that we like?
I think I'm on like season 3 of it.
Yeah, I've got caught up.
And I like it.
I'm all caught up. I like it.
It's a fun show in a non-fun way, and I like that.
The thing I like about Bosch is he's like super intense about everything, but also has no fucks to give.
Right.
He's like two ends of the spectrum at the same time.
His partner's maybe my favorite person.
Oh.
Jay Edgar.
You like Jay Edgar,
laugh.
Huh?
He makes me laugh because he doesn't care about anything.
No.
Other than like be straight up with me, and I appreciate that about him.
And then I like the two other
Crate and Barrel.
What's that?
Crate and Barrel.
Crate and Barrel, yeah, yeah. I like them.
There's a moment, and this won't ruin anything. There's a moment where they pull up to a driveway that's chained, and Bosch gets out and he says it's been cut, and Edgar looks at him and goes, "Sounds like probable cause to me."
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, "Sounds good," and they just roll right through it. Where I'm like, "Hey, that's my kind of people right there."
That's in season 2, right?
I think it's the finale of season 2.
Yeah.
It's a fun show. You should watch that if you have Prom, and you have Prom because you like shipping.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah. So
it's a good show.
That's what I played. That's all I played. Not much. It's been a shitty week because I haven't felt good.
Well, I, of course, as I think I talked about last week, I went on vacation for 4 days this week. I just got back yesterday. Went and saw Fleetwood Mac. Fucking awesome concert. Great seats. And then we went to this little themed hotel in the Catskill Mountains and did some dirty dancing. You know.
Ooh, Dirty Dancing.
And
another great movie.
I had fun. But some of the other than that, I played The Division 2. Surprise, surprise. Still love it. I know that my buddy Matt, he loves it, and he's really sad that he didn't play the first one, even though I talked about it for like a year straight. Didn't change anybody's minds. But this one is definitely, as I get higher in level, I am definitely learning that. I said last week that I like to play the game solo, and I like to go through the story solo. I am slowly realizing that this game is definitely geared more towards a squad than solo playing, because these fuckers get hard. And I don't mean the good kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean like hard to shoot in the face and kill. So I'm thinking at this point that I may have to make some adjustments to my playstyle and not worry about so much about going through the story solo. So we'll see where I go with that. I'm still working that out in my head because that's not traditionally my playstyle. So I got some figuring to do. But yeah, I mean, you know, all my free time is being spent on a Division 2. So
you played like one game for one day, and I played like two games for half a day.
Well, no, because I played one game Sunday. We left Wednesday morning, and I got back yesterday. So basically, on Monday and Tuesday, I went to work and then played and packed some, but mostly played.
Yeah.
And then we left on Wednesday morning, and I got back yesterday, and I played.
It looks like producer Gerald played The Witness and 3-on-3 basketball.
Yes, he's...
as part of his Free Till the End tour.
Yes. Yes, he's. I think he's also going. He's on this platinum kick.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of them.
Yeah, he's getting them. And I don't have that kind of patience in me. I give you props, there, Producer Gerald, because in that sense, you're a better man than me.
Yeah. Or he's willing to, you know, he's driven.
We'll go with driven.
Yeah, he's driven. He likes that plat gets him hard. The good kind. You know?
Yeah, the good kind of hard.
Yeah, the Chuck Norris kind. He's got that hog run down the leg right there because it won't fit in them jeans.
Yeah, he does.
Not Gerald, Chuck.
Chuck. Well, Chuck Norris.
Just for clarification.
Look at that sweet-ass belt buckle.
Yeah, I went through a kick where I collected belt buckles, and I still have them all.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I have some buttes because they're cool. And because you can find them pretty inexpensive at like a yard sale / flea market. They're like belt buckles are like a dollar each.
You can find them fucking anywhere. You're absolutely correct.
I found one that says 107.5 FM, but you can tell it's from like 1980.
Yeah.
And I have no idea where it came from or it says 107.5 FM and that's it.
And that's all.
That's it. There's no other indications on where or what.
And you have no desire to like research this?
Mm-mm, I just like the belt buckle.
Hmm.
Look at that. It's a good looking.
Ah, do you know what? Is that it?
No, it doesn't say anything other than 107.5 FM on it.
That's it.
I think that's right. I think it's 107.5. It's a station like we have here, but you could tell it's not from that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good looking belt buckle. I also have like some, because of our proximity to Kentucky, I usually go to a flea market up there. So there's a lot of like a coal miner's belt buckles, which I think are cool.
What constitutes a coal miner's belt buckle?
It has an actual picture of a coal miner's and it says like coal miner's union, whatever.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, there's a couple of those. Look at that Don't Tread on Me one.
Mm.
Or is that a sombrero? I can't tell from back here. It's an NRA one.
That is an NRA one.
I Dig Coal's a pretty sweet one.
I Dig Coal.
Yeah, I've got some fun ones. If I ever dig them out, I'll take some pictures and put them on the social.
Yeah, you need to.
I've got.
You don't strike me as a belt buckle collecting guy. But
yeah, well, I go through phases. But if I see one for a buck that I think is cool, I'll still buy it.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
I'll still buy it. Also, this is not something you should probably say on a show that goes all over the internet, but I purchased a block of silver.
What?
Like a chunk of silver. And that thing's pretty cool to hold, too.
What's your plan for that?
I'm just going to sell it back to the guy I bought it from once it goes up a little bit.
Who'd you buy it?
Real low.
Where do you find that?
There's a place here that just sells it.
That just sells a block of silver?
Silver, gold. He does rare coins, too, but he just deals in metals.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and so I went and bought a block. It's pretty cool. It doesn't look like a Lego block like that. It doesn't look like a bar either. I wish it did.
Does it look like a square?
It's like a rectangle.
Just a big glob?
It's like a rectangle. Try 10 ounces of silver. I don't know. I don't remember how much it is.
10 OZ.
Yeah, try that. Let's see if this looks like what I... Yeah, that second image right there.
That one?
No, the second one. I don't know what the fuck he's done. That one. It looks like that, only it's got a cool design of a guy with a donkey on the front.
Which seems very silver related.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Donkeys and silver. I mean, that's a natural.
Look at that one with the American flag on it. That looks okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have all different designs on them, and there's something cool about just whole, like it's super like dense.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels good.
I'll probably never buy a block of silver. I'll just take your word for it.
Scroll down. That's not actually that far off from what it looks like. That second one, second row, is that the same brand? Yeah, all those are the brand that I got.
Silvertown.
Yeah, that's where they came from, the town of Silver, I guess.
No, they probably came from a town that's known for silver.
Silvertown. Anyways, I'll probably sell it back in like a week because I've had it for like a year now, and it's higher than when I bought it. I just think it was cool to have.
Okay.
You know, getting into that precious metals game.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's how they carried the gold back, was the donkey. They put it on the ass.
Right. Ha ha ha.
And let him carry it back. Fill that ass up and then let him bring it back.
How that happened, yes.
I would buy that one right there. Anyways, the show's all about antibiotics, precious metals, and Channing Tatum.
And Nicholas Sparks.
Nick Sparks. I know him personally. It's Nick with a C because he's a psychopath. Just N-I-C.
Like Nick Cage?
Oof, not a psychopath.
Really? Liar.
No, he's fine. He's fine.
I'm not saying it's not in a good way, but he's a fucking psychopath.
If this is your first time joining us, welcome. I don't usually sound like I smoke 3 packs a day.
He's sometimes got it, by I the do. Way, but I'm going to interrupt you real quick because Nick Cage has a movie coming out where he uses Brazilian jiu-jitsu to take on aliens.
That's fine. It'll be good.
I'm all about that.
It'll be good.
Are you kidding me?
Anyways, this is your first time joining us. Welcome. We do this little show every week, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on podcast services around the world. You can find it all over. If there's some sort of audio thing you listen to that we're not on, let me know. Maybe we can get on there. If you want to support us, patreon.com/GameStitch. You can hit the old tip jar up, throw some money in there, ring the bell. I don't know what any of those things mean, but you could support us. If you can't afford to support us, then tell your friends about us from your mouth hole to their ear hole. Maybe slip a little tongue in there and let them know about this show. What's it called?
What, where he takes on aliens? I don't think it's named. But see, he's going to fight aliens.
Yeah, it is. It's called jiu-jitsu. It's out.
I can't wait.
He's got the long, nasty hair, too.
And the beard.
He doesn't grow good long hair.
Well, there's a difference between that, the picture and that, or the hair in that picture, and the Con Air hair. The Con Air hair was bad.
Con Air hair?
Con Air hair.
It was really long in Con Air.
But that don't look bad.
I watched it was like BuzzFeed or something, but they had a video where he breaks down every character he's ever played.
Oh, really?
And it's that weird thing where you can tell, like, Nick Cage doesn't understand that he's funny. And that he over-explains, like, his influences and why he portrayed that person as that person. And
right.
It's really in-depth to the point where you're like, hey, you don't get it, do you? You don't get what makes you funny. You don't get why people cast you.
You don't understand why we love you.
Yeah. Like, and I almost think that makes people love him even more.
Probably, because he's so oblivious.
Because you end that by going, how adorable. I mean, he very much understands acting and the process and the methods, and his influences are like deep pools, and most of them I don't know, but I'm like, I just thought you were doing a shitty southern accent with long hair, Nick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that chest hair on young Nick Cage.
Where's that at?
Pick 4.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's, oof.
Wow. That's a rug.
That's a little something.
That's
going
so
on
dense,
there.
It doesn't even look real.
Right. It looks fake. It looks like somebody painted it on.
Look, could you buy a car from that guy?
Nope.
Or that guy?
Fortunately, he's not a car salesman.
It's a good thing. Okay, that's the best ever right there.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, where it blows that lovely locks back.
I thought he was really good in Face Off. I really like that movie. It makes no sense whatsoever, but it's a fun movie to watch.
He had some really good movies. Some might say he peaked a little early.
I don't know. He started in 81. First movie he was ever in was like Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, and then people love Raising Arizona.
Which is a good one.
Why is there just a random picture of Kevin Costner?
The Rock, bro. Oh, no.
No.
Not Sean Connery. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
No, no either. Would you wear that shirt that's just Nicolas Cage's face?
I would not, no. But I'm sure there are people that would.
We're going to jump into the news because there's actually some stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
This week. And probably most importantly and most significant of the week is Stadia, Google's Stadia.
The cloud gaming service? What, something?
For,
I know there's a controller.
Right off the bat, let's react to the name Stadia, which, a fun fact, is plural for stadiums.
Yes.
But you can also use stadiums like every normal human being that speaks the English language.
Unless you're Google.
So how do you feel about stadiums?
Stadiums?
Sure.
Are you asking me how I really feel about stadiums, or are you, is that the new name you come up with for Stadia?
I don't know. Everybody on the internet's calling it Stevia, so.
Stevia? Isn't that the sugar substitute?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So that's funny. Happening.
How do I feel about stadiums? Stadia. I don't know. I don't know that I have enough information yet. Of course, yeah. The concept seems cool. Any new concept is always going to seem cool. I don't think we know enough yet.
I was wondering how you felt about the name.
Oh, that's horrible.
The logo also looks like they're trying to get their pen working.
That's all it looks like. It looks like...
You know, when you're like, this pen won't write, and you just scribble, that's almost the move that you make.
It looks like somebody started to paint a wall. Because you see that all the time, where people just...
He means any wall, not like a brick wall.
Right, any wall.
It's important that we touch on that.
It's like a left-handed Zorro made that.
Mm. Left-handed people just took a shot right there. I don't care for the logo, which I think is an S. I don't care for the name, which means stadiums. But the product itself, or whatever you want to call it, is very interesting.
It is interesting.
I think the thing people have to understand, and myself included, this was unveiled at Game Developers Conference, GDC,
mm-hmm.
for the developers that are there, for the people who are there, the industry people. This wasn't meant to be, it's coming out for the people who are going to buy it.
Right.
So immediately a lot of people are like, you didn't give us enough information. That's how people talk when they're in groups.
But they did that on purpose. The point wasn't all that information.
Yeah, that wasn't why they were there. They wanted to show people what they were working on so people can start working on it. Now, right off the bat, there's some interesting things here. They show the controller.
Yes, they did.
The controller is aligned, like the analog sticks are aligned like the PlayStation.
It's very similar to a PlayStation controller.
It has the four face buttons. It has a Google Assistant button.
Mm-hmm.
Which will allow you to, I guess, get help with the game through Google Assistant. I don't know. It has a share button. This is very YouTube heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Very tied into YouTube. They show the ability to watch someone play a game, and at the end of the video, it says, hey, play on Stadia now. You click on it, and you're playing the game.
Yes.
You can share clips. You can share all kinds of stuff straight directly to YouTube. But we should start by saying this is all cloud-based gaming.
Indeed.
So you're playing on their servers at their data centers, and you are just seeing the results of that on your screen, allowing you to get a better experience with lesser hardware.
Exactly. Think the Sega Game Channel, if technology actually worked.
Think remote play on crack.
Yes.
And that's interesting, but there's some weirdness also in that there's a lot that relies on things that Google can't control and that maybe you can't either, depending on the area that you live in.
Exactly.
Stadia is no good for someone who lives in a stick that's using sticks that's using Viasat internet. Shot fired for Viasat. It's just not, and that's okay. I mean, not every product has to be for everybody, and I think we make that mistake a lot.
No, it doesn't, but I think the problem is not every product that, you're right, not every product is for everybody, but everybody should have the same shot at the same product.
I don't agree with that either.
You know, like a car comes out, it, you know, not everybody can buy that car. But not everybody can afford that car or wants that car, but everybody can buy it.
Well, it's like smart home. Like, none of that smart home stuff works if you have shitty internet. I'm glad they still make it for me.
Well, I mean, I understand that. Yes.
Yeah, that's how I feel about this product. It won't be for everybody, but that's okay. Neither are digital games at all. Neither are games where you have to download a 40 gig patch when they come out.
True.
So this is interesting. So what they showed off was someone playing on a Google Chromecast Ultra, who then switched to a phone, who then switched to a tablet, who then switched to a laptop, or in whatever order they went in, which you would never need to do all at once like they did, but it's showing how universal it is.
But you can do it.
I don't want to play Assassin's Creed on a phone holding a controller.
Right, me either.
But someone will.
Oh, I'm sure. And I might just try it just to see how it works.
I like the idea of using a tablet. I like the idea of using a laptop. I like the idea of being on the TV. But there's a lot of unknowns because of how and where it was announced. We don't know the price. We don't know an official release date. It's supposed to be this year.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if
we don't know how this is getting delivered to your home.
I don't know if it's a service, a subscription you buy. I don't know if there's a subscription to use Stadia, if there's a subscription pack for games, if games are purchased a la carte. They did say there'd be a store, which leads me to believe they're a la carte. If they're a la carte, how long do I have them? Because Google's not going to keep these up in perpetuity.
Right.
There's a lot of weird gray area here that they have to talk about. The controllers are only Wi-Fi, meaning the controller also connects with the server, not with the system you're playing it on.
Right.
Latency becomes a real question. I don't know. There's more unknowns than knowns. What I'll say is the name I don't like, the logo I don't like. I do like the controller.
Yeah, the controller's nice.
I do like the idea.
I do too, but it has to work right, and they need to answer some questions. One of my biggest concerns is anybody who has followed Google for any period of time know that they are super quick to just stop something that they've been working on.
Yeah, they'll quit a project.
I mean, they just recently decided, nope, no Google Fiber in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
They just shut that shit down after 2 years of burying and re-asphalting and going through a court challenge from AT&T and Spectrum. No, we're not doing it. Shut it down. Shut down Google Glass. They very recently shut down Google Plus, which a lot of people liked and loved and used. So they will shut something down just because they want to.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. And also, you know, if here's the thing. I don't need another way to play Assassin's Creed. But if this can somehow live in the channel that, you know, it obviously won't be Steam, but if it can live in the lane that Steam lives on with all these indie PC games that never make it over to PlayStation or Xbox or Switch, mm-hmm. This could be really cool for me because I'm not ever going to be a PC gamer, ever.
Yeah, it could be.
It doesn't interest me. But if I could jump on Stevia and pull out all these games, I think maybe I would do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I mean, like, I don't have enough information to know. Do I think it... from what we know so far, base takeaway is, yeah, it sounds cool. But there is way too much information that I don't have to, you know, say whether I'm on board or not on board for this. You know, what happens if over time, you know, we see it all the time where servers quit on console or PC, you know, well, we're not putting the servers for this game anymore because it's this old. Well, depending on how you play this game on the Stadiums, whatever the fuck it's called.
Stadiums, for sure.
You know, what happens, you know, say you, if you bought this game with the service for $10 or something, what happens when they take that off of their servers? How do you access that game? Are you paying for the game? Are you paying for the ability to access the game at Google's whim? We just don't know enough. I don't know enough yet about that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. They said they would announce more, I think, this summer. But there's a lot of unknowns. I almost challenged the, so for Project Stream, they said you needed 25 download in order to run at 1080 30.
Mm-hmm.
They say that they have 4K 60 running at 25 meg. Now, take what I say with a grain of salt. I do work for an ISP that is not Google.
Right.
You can't even stream on Netflix standard definition well at that. You right. certainly can't do their 4K. So, I'm curious to if they can make that happen. I don't know what I said. I'm curious if they can make that happen. I'm curious to see that work. I hope that's true, because when 5G comes out, I think 5G will be that fast and people will be able to play straight on their phone, and that'll be incredible.
Yeah, it would be.
But I wonder if that's truly the case, because that seems crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, I won't go too into it because it's probably not my place to talk about, but, you know, data caps and things like that also become an issue with some people.
They do.
So Stadia is not a solution for everybody. It may not be a solution to the PC for me, but it might for some people, and it might be a console solution for other people. And I'm definitely still listening.
Oh, I am too. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of this.
Yeah.
Because I've got to believe that the development of a game is different when it's based around the data servers than it is when it's just, you know, developed around installation to a console.
I think it's just installing over there and you're just running it. I think it'll be easy to move these games over, relatively easy. I don't know. We'll see what kind of library they launch with, because right now it seems like Ubisoft's on board.
Yeah.
It seems like Bethesda's playing nice. Doom is one of the games they keep showing off. But I don't need another place to play Skyrim, so.
That's true.
We'll see. Gerald gives it a maybe, maybe not. Coming in with some hard.
Way to be on the fence there, bro.
Yeah. With some hard-hitting decisions on that end.
Yeah.
GameSpot's got a pretty interesting Q&A up with Phil Harrison. Phil Harrison, you know, he knows the business. Jade Raymond joined them. I mean, they're pulling some heavy hitters, but there's an interesting Q&A up where they basically say they know the price. They're not ready to talk about it. The controller latency is not going to be an issue. You know, they run through all the things people are talking about and concerned about, but he runs through it with pretty much no answers.
Right. He doesn't answer anything.
But check that out if it's something you're interested in. Nintendo had a direct to show off some Nindies. How do you feel about that name? Has it grown on you? Is it turned you off over time?
It hasn't. I'm Switzerland, man.
Okay. They showed off some spring Nindies. And they showed off a lot.
They did show off a lot.
So there's I'm not going to run through all these. There's too many. Cuphead is coming to Switch.
It's a big deal.
That's a big deal. Stranger Things 3 is coming to Switch.
That's Rad, a big deal.
Rad is coming to Switch, which actually looks pretty cool. It's from Double Fine.
Who doesn't love Double Fine?
Nuclear Throne, which people loved on PS4 and Vita. PC is coming to Switch. My friend Pedro looks kind of neat. Coming to Switch, Master Blaster 2, which I know people enjoyed, Overland, squad-based survival game, Swim Sanity, side-scrolling multiplayer shooter set underwater. The point of this is that they showed off a ton of games coming. Some of them look cool, some of them didn't, but the important thing is Nintendo still is supported like crazy from third party.
Yeah.
Like crazy. Which one is
they
this?
Are.
What are you showing me here? Oh, the whole showcase.
The whole showcase.
Showcase? Nindies? You know,
yeah, it's good to see so many people on board with the Switch.
More games, more people playing. That's better right. for everybody. This is that Neon game I think that you're seeing right here. Neo yeah. Cab. Nintendo's showcases and and their directs are such a good idea that I'm about to tell you two stories of other companies who are now doing them, apparently. We'll start with Microsoft. Straight out of Nintendo's book has announced a Nintendo Direct-style stream conference around titles coming to Xbox One named ID at Xbox Game Pass. First episode will air March 26th at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Why is Microsoft so bad at naming things?
ID at Xbox Game Pass. You can expect to learn more about some of the hottest ID at Xbox titles coming to Xbox Game Pass with new reveals, gameplays, highlights, conversations with the developers, the platform, with developers, is what Xbox said. It went on to tease information. After Party, Void Bastards, and Supermarket Shriek, as well as new game announcements. And it's going to be on YouTube. It's weird. I figured it'd be exclusively on Mixer.
And it's going to be on Inside Xbox Streams.
It's weird it's not on Mixer. It's weird. It sounds like the Nindy Spring Showcase.
Just a little bit. Only it's called ID at Xbox Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not as good an ID. Is that for independent development?
Probably.
Or is that for identification?
Not to be outdone, Sony announced one day sooner. Also at live streaming, they will be doing a direct style, not named a lot better, but better than that, called the State of Play.
That's better than ID at Xbox.
Too close to State of Decay, which is an Xbox One exclusive.
Well, that's true.
State of Play will launch Monday, March 25th. That's one day earlier for those keeping track. 2 p.m. Pacific time. 5 p.m.
Eastern.
4 p.m. Central. Maybe the hardest part of the day to watch anything.
I should be good.
According to a post on the PlayStation blog, the episode will showcase upcoming PS4 and PSVR software, including new trailers, new game announcements, new gameplay footage. The show will be available to watch on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, any other website that you choose to. All your big, all your IGNs and GameSpots and game trailers and everybody will have live coverage, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've talked about this. This is probably the way things are going now.
This says a lot.
Because you control your message.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, if I was Sony and Microsoft, now I know Microsoft's still all in on E3, but if I was Sony and Microsoft and Stadia and whoever, I would just start to think, like, it's working for Nintendo, right? They're reaching the exact audience they want to reach.
Exactly.
Well enough that they haven't lost anything because they still get full media coverage.
Yep.
Why not? These can't cost hardly anything compared to an actual stage presence or booth or whatever you have to do.
Well, not to mention travel, all that, which... You know, don't get me wrong, and Sony and Microsoft money is, you know, pocket change, but, you know, you say pocket change, that's more money you have. You just set up a camera in some dude's office and fucking shoot.
So, just to recap, you've got the State of Play on the 25th, you've got ID at Xbox Game Pass on the 26th.
Now, would you feel better if they called it State of PlayStation?
No. Like, State of Play is good. I get it. It's a little, you know, it's kind of a play off of probably like a State of the Union type deal, maybe, but it's all game stuff and the State of Playing.
And it's got the play from the PlayStation in it.
And like the State of Playing, like the State of Games today. Like, I get it. You could go all kinds of different ways with it. It's not quite as on the nose as ID at Xbox Game Pass.
It is nowhere near as on the nose.
The real winner here, YouTube. Carrying both streams.
Yep. They're carrying all of it.
Yep. I don't know. I'll watch them both. Whatever. This is good. This is the way it should go. I don't care for either name. To be fair.
Also, you stated.
People are pulling a 180 on Days Gone.
Yeah. What's up with that?
People are all of a sudden getting excited about it. Not a news story here, but people are... flip-flopping on their Days Gone chatter.
Yeah, they've been talking shit about it for 3 years. And now all of a sudden, this game looks good.
So it appears that the game, by all accounts, people who've played it early access, all this stuff, it appears the game still has no soul. But yes. What is there is apparently fun.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to see what this game does. I wish Sony and Bend well on this one. I'm not going to buy it right out of the
gate. I'm still not interested.
Look at that statue next to him on his hog, his Harley.
That does look good, though.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. But,
You don't ever... You know, as much shit as we talk about some games that we don't like, some games that we don't play that we're not interested in, we don't ever want to see any of them fail. We don't want to see
one
any...
that's been in development for 67 years.
Right. You know, we don't want to see any developers be shuttered because they made poor choices. We want them to make better choices so they don't get shuttered and put out good games. BioWare, EA.
Oof.
Yeah, a little bit of a dig there, I suppose. By all accounts, man, Anthem is not doing what it's supposed to.
People don't love it.
People
aren't loving it.
So
apparently the flying's cool.
The flying's cool. Everybody, that is unanimously, the flying mechanic is wonderful.
Everything I read is like, the flying's cool. The first time you fly under waterfall is life-changing. And then it's,
and then
flying's cool.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know. That's, day's gone. If you pick it up, let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think of it.
Or if you're going to pick it up, let us know.
Let us know. Lettuce. Like iceberg.
Let us know.
Romaine.
Let us know. Let us know.
Let us know. That's definitely different. Let us snow. Gerald with another strong yes, no, maybe.
Let us know. God damn. Gerald, what is wrong with you? Fucking make a decision.
This next story is mainly on here for you, Dan.
For me.
Do you want to talk about it or do you want me to talk about it?
You can talk about it, and then I'll talk about it.
Life is Strange 2 is coming back in May. The next episode is going to hit May 9th. So that's episode 3, followed by episode 4 on August 22nd, and episode 5 on December 3rd. Those gaps are probably about what people expected, mm-hmm. but I'm curious to get your thought on if this is too drawn out, if that's about right, if that's going to work for you.
It's fine with me. That's pretty close to what the... I think it was 3 months for the original Life is Strange. Before the storm. So that's about right. And that way that gives you a year of, you're in people's faces for a year. You're talked about for a year. But yeah, that's about right, because I think they go in with a general storyline and then they create around that storyline. So I think they need to take that time.
Would these games be better if you could just play it all at once?
You know, I don't think so. I really do think that these games, when I played the first game, after I played the first chapter, I actually thought about it after playing it for probably a week or so. Just thinking about some of the different decisions, some of the different things the game says, some of the different emotional impacts in the game. And then I got to revisit those 3 months later when the second episode came out. So I think the things that they're trying to do with the Life is Strange series, some of the different situations they tackle, some of the emotions they try to tackle, I do think a time in between is a good thing. Maybe 4 months might be stretched a little bit. Maybe 2 months would work better. But I do think they work episodic when you do separate them with some time.
I don't know about episodic things, but I think in fairness, it's because I've never been able to sink my teeth in anything that was episodic.
Right. Right.
So I haven't got to personally see it work. So I think that's why it still scares me.
I mean, Telltale's always usually about 3 months in between, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know that the time is an issue. It's like, it's just because I can't relate, because my thought is always, I don't know what I'll be playing or what I'll be into 3 months from now.
Right, right. I understand that.
and it may not be important. So then do I wait and have I messed up the timeline that they felt like made the most sense? And I feel like there's a lot of pressure to play it when it first comes out because that's when they thought you should be playing it. And I just, I don't know. When I find one that works for me, I'll have a better understanding of that, I think. I just haven't ever done that.
And you may never. You know, maybe episodic gaming isn't your thing. It's not the way I prefer things, but I do think with the Life is Strange series that it works, that it's a very smart idea and that it works very well with everything that they put. I mean, they put an emotional load into that game, man, into those games. And they are a lot to take in. They are dense. You could take them apart for days. So I do think it's a good idea. I'm not sure about forcing you to play it when it comes out because they're very clearly labeled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know the order to play them in.
Right.
I think if you were to try to sit down and play 10 to 12 hours, 15 hours, 16 hours, whatever, of straight Life is Strange, you would burn yourself out, and I don't think you could do it. I don't think they're made for that.
Right. So just to recap, episodes 1 and 2 out now. Episode 3, May 9th. Mm-hmm. Episode 4, August 22nd. Episode 5, December 3rd. It is 5 episodes, just, correct?
And that puts us just about a year, yes.
But that's all, okay. Yeah, so stay tuned. Set a reminder. I'm sure Dan will tell you when they come out. Disney is continuing to complete its quest of buying everything in the world by finalizing its transaction of Fox. Not a lot to say here. I don't think it'll impact a lot as far as video games go. I just thought it was interesting to see that you can now add 20th Century Fox, Fox Searchlight Pictures, Fox 2000 Pictures, Fox Family, Fox Animation, 20th Century Fox Television, FX Productions, Fox 21, FS Networks, National Geographic Partners, Fox Networks Group, Star India, and as well as their interest in Hulu, Tata Sky, Endemol Shine Group, to part of Disney's portfolio now. Jesus Christ.
I don't know, man. I understand what this was. This was to get back some of their properties.
Right. At some point, though,
but
it's okay for somebody to say no.
You can't own everything. Stop.
Right.
You can't own everything. There's literally laws against this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty soon it's going to be Disney dictating ticket prices at the movie theater. Or Blu-ray prices, or whatever. Obviously, I don't think this was that kind of power play. I think it was more in line to get some back, some of the properties that they wanted to get back. X-Men. Deadpool. You know, bring those back. Fantastic Four. They're bringing some of them in. They want those back in the Marvel fold. I understand that. But man, at what point do you just own too much shit?
They're past that.
At which point are you stifling competition?
Yeah, it's interesting. I do want to note here that after the buyout, Fox will still live on, just on a little more limited capacity. Fox is creating a spinoff unit that will continue to operate Fox News, Fox Business, Fox Broadcasting, Fox Sports, Fox Television Station Groups, along with the FS1, FS2, Fox Deportes, and the Big Ten Network.
Yeah.
So they didn't sell everything.
No, but they basically what they sold is they want to, Fox has determined they want to limit themselves to TV.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like. That's where their bread and butter is.
But interesting that they got rid of like Fox proper though.
Yeah.
Like, all that's gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's weird. It's weird. It's all weird. But Disney owns more of the universe.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
That's going to do it for the news. Let's talk about shout-outs.
Shout-outs? I don't have any, but I haven't paid attention either.
I'm good. I've got this.
Do you got these? You got both of them?
I've got both of them. Now, if you want a shout out, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Support us at the $10 tier. Let's start with Mr. Zach. The Zach Attack is back. Zach Wimbush. He sent us another lengthy email, which I appreciated. Sorry for the lamb chop reference. So right off the bat, I'm listening. But the main reason I like this email is he goes on to support my non-Reuben.
He does support your non-Reuben.
As an actual item that people order.
And apparently he speaks to some awesome sourdough bread he's got there around town.
So he says we're not alone. Me and him aren't alone because he's also hates the rye bread.
What's wrong with you people?
So he says this is pretty common, but he does go on to say he's from San Francisco, pretty much the birthplace of sourdough. Don't write in if that's incorrect. And the best sourdough on the planet. He does give a shout out, which I'm not going to do because I don't want to ruin that bakery for him.
Yes.
But he offered to send us some sourdough, so we're going to send Zach our address and see if we can confirm if it is the actual best sourdough on the planet. He does also tell us some multiplayer stuff he plays, so I think we're going to try. He sent us his PSN and his gamer tag. I think we'll try to link up and play something with Zach. So just all in all, it's another fun, well-written email. He does confirm, at least from his standpoint and his wife's, he does actually have his shit together, though.
He does. Yeah, I think we questioned that, didn't we?
Yep,
he did. Did he just appear to, or did he actually?
Yeah, he says he actually does. Right. So his proper shout out is for his nephew Daniel. He's been gaming aficionado in the making for almost seven. He's almost 7 years old. He's super intelligent, mm-hmm. and most definitely going places in life. So shout out to young Daniel.
Yes.
Powerful name, huh?
Now, here's a fun fact. My name is also Daniel.
Yeah. I thought you'd feel good about that.
When I was 6 or 7, people also thought I was going places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here I am.
Yep. Places.
Definitely places.
So, his shout-out was for his nephew, Daniel. I just wanted to include the other stuff because it was a well-put-together letter. And I thought it was worth noting some of that. So, thank you, Zach, and we look forward to seeing the places that you go, young Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Our next shout out
places you'll go.
Our next shout out is from our friend, our longtime listener. You know who I'm going to say?
I think so.
Who is it?
I believe it's going to be Thomas.
It is Thomas Barfield. Thomas has had a painful week.
Oh no.
And I don't mean physically.
Mentally?
Everything. Emotionally.
Emotionally? That sucks.
I'm not going to tell the full story. Let's just say that Thomas has been in close interaction with the Postal Service and Amazon this week. And it has, for most of the week, not gone Thomas's way.
So does this mean he's supposed to be receiving things that he's not receiving?
Maybe somebody else received it.
Oh.
And maybe nobody gave a damn.
Got it.
And maybe it was something he spent a lot of money on.
Yeah.
And maybe still nobody gave a damn.
And fucking Amazon.
Yeah. So
fucking USPS.
Here's the thing. It sounds like he finally got a resolution. If he wants me to tell the full story here, I will. But I'll just leave it at that. It sucks sometimes when no one cares because it doesn't affect them. You know?
Right. People don't understand how important these things might be to you.
And this was a lot of money, but even if it wasn't, you can't decide if my $5, you know, is important or not, because they're all right. every penny is important to me.
Exactly.
So I just don't think this was handled very well. And I will say, I was surprised when he told me what they said, and he actually sent me some supporting evidence of what they told him. I was very shocked.
It doesn't sound like Amazon.
Just the whole thing. The whole thing is like a bad fucking story. It's just one person after another just throwing a middle finger up, and it was very strange to me. He finally got help from someone, and
good.
It sounds like we're on the right track, so thank goodness. But we're it was a trying week
situation
for,
resolved.
Yeah, it was a trying week for Thomas, and I felt so bad like bad enough that if there wasn't a resolution, I was going to get on here and be like, hey, if you know someone who works at Amazon that doesn't just deliver packages, please have them email us. but it sounds like that we have a resolution. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah. Bad week, I think, turned to an okay week. It's still not good. It's not a win, but, you know.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, anytime there's a problem, it's not a win.
Yeah, so.
Also, I did notice that Thomas has been playing the Division 2.
Yes.
Not sure if he loves it or hates it, but level up a bit and we'll do some squadding.
Get to stepping.
Like I said, I have determined that solo play is not the way this game is should be. If you want to be well at this game, you cannot play it solo.
Dan's overheating.
I'm overheating, yeah. That's what happens.
Is this Titan shirt I got on?
I do see it.
Is this early support I'm throwing out?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We got a medium thumb from Gerald again. Nope, went down.
Ooh, now we got a thumbs down.
Yeah, it went down.
See my shirt?
Oh, is it Batman?
It's Batman.
Supporting Batman.
Ah, see? I got the Chuck Norris thumbs up.
One button on Chuck's shirt is actually been buttoned.
Do you know Chuck Norris is a published author?
He's everything.
Guinness Book of World Records, baby.
He's everything. I don't think that's. If you want to support us over at Patreon, remember patreon.com/GameStitch, $10 tier over there. But we love each and every one of our Patreons, even who aren't at the $10 tier, and even the people who can't afford to donate anything and just listen every week. We love you guys. And ladies.
We do love you. There's Dab and Sasquatch.
Dab Squatch. I like him. Look at those feet. Look at those gnarly feet.
Yeah, those are some feet.
Those are some
feet. How come Sasquatch ain't got no nards?
I don't know. Where's his
junk?
Yeah. How did we get more Sasquatches?
Right. What are they? Do they lay eggs?
Not an egg layer. 100% not an egg layer. Now, what Gerald types in here could change your day.
Could change.
Oh, no. He just typed in coming soon.
Yeah. What's coming soon?
I don't know.
Dora the Explorer, the movie?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Coming soon. Under construction.
The junk.
You going to Photoshop some junk in there?
I hope not.
Is that what he's saying? For next week?
Pixar didn't happen. Isn't that a thing the kids say?
It is.
That's a thing the kids say. Hey, thanks for joining us.
It is. Yeah, had fun.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good week.
It's always fun.
If you want to follow us on the social medias, I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Producer Gerald is at Hoffman Show. Together we are at Game_Stitch. Hey, Gerald just put a message up that says, goodbye. I've enjoyed parts of our time together. Which seems on the nose.
Yeah, seems about right.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like what people would probably say about us.
Yep. I've enjoyed some of the show. You just let me
Some of this was good. Some of it fucking sucked, guys. Yep. Don't ever talk about Nick Sparks again.
I can't promise that.
And there's some people that don't like Channing Tatum. I don't know who these crazy people are, but
you cannot like him. You can't not appreciate his body of work. I won't allow it, you know? I won't recognize it. I guess I'll allow it. I won't recognize it.
You got to love Step Up. I mean, if you don't like Step Up, we can't be friends.
Doesn't wear a shirt often, though. You see this?
He doesn't wear a shirt a lot.
Guess though. I wouldn't either if I look like that.
I suppose not.
I have an eye appointment today. I would show up to the eye appointment like that. Button up, just not buttoned.
There he is, all young.
Yeah, he's still young. He's in his prom.
He's like 38, man.
Yeah, he's fine.
That's not young.
That's young people living to like 160 nowadays.
No, they're not.
That's young.
That must have been him modeling. And why are you showing me a picture of him with his pants pulled down?
He's got like Gerald? The trunk is showing. That's weird. Who puts their hand like that either? That's weird. I don't like that picture at all.
It's a modeling picture.
I don't like that picture at all. He's showing off the trunk, the base. And then he's also got his hand like oddly to the side. Now look at that potato down there. That potato belongs on Sasquatch.
Yeah,
That's a squash potato.
It's a dick root.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe Rogan loves to talk about the dick root. Uh-huh. Especially when talking about Justin Bieber's ex-pastor.
Yes.
He shows off the dick root. Look at that guy. He's about to blow a blood vessel.
It's fucking Carrot Top, man.
About to blow a blood vessel. Oh, it is Carrot Top. Look at that D root. It's unacceptable.
D root.
All right, that's going to do it for us. This is episode 323. It's a lot of these.
Good night.
It's a lot of them.
It is.
Good night.
Good night.
I lost my mouse. I can't stop.